Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas. We are in the holiday season of our year, and you know, I decided that, you know, when we think about Christmas, for those of us who celebrate it, you know, what are the spiritual gifts? It's just like, you know, these are gifts that have been handed down through the ages, and even from, you know, when, you know, in this case, when Jesus was born, you know, and these are the gifts that are just like given to us. And I don't even know if anybody really knows what those gifts are. So I decided to talk about that today because I think it's so important, so essential that these are the gifts of Christmas and they could be utilized all year round, every single day of the year. And it's something to ponder and think about because we think about the holidays and, you know, everybody's on their best behavior during the holidays. And then sometimes after the holidays, everything goes amok. And so, you know, it's about being aware and mindful of these spiritual gifts and making them and allowing them to flow through your life, not just during the holiday season, but all year round. And that's my hope and wish for you in this episode. So let's talk about some of the spiritual gifts. There's the gift of love. And the gift of love is about not presence, not connection, or, you know, just being, you know, it's about me type of stuff. It's really about connecting with people, having compassion and caring. And, you know, these simple acts have a ripple effect in our world, and people don't, you know, realize the effect of energy. And, you know, on the Dr. Dolores Show, we're all about energy, and energy is everything. So love is one of those gifts that it's the essence, it's a feeling, and it ripples through you. It ripples from you, through you, and out of you. And people feel that. And it's how we show up in the world and how we make a difference. So I talk about the whole pond of collective consciousness and us being a pebble. We all contribute to collective consciousness, okay? So when we drop ourselves, our essence, our pebble into the pool of collective consciousness, it radiates out into the world, if you want to call it that. So if you ever have thrown a pebble in a pond, you could see that the impact that that pebble makes, it ripples out and affects the whole body of water. Same principle with energy and our thoughts and what we create and how we are being and the essence that moves through us. So that's something to ponder on. And how are you being? Are you loving? Are you creating that essence that's rippling through humanity and spreading joy? That's how we spread joy. That's how we spread peace. And going into that, the next gift is the gift of peace. I love the carol Silent Night, because you could feel and sense the stillness and the calm, and it's an invitation to us, inviting us to connect with that inner peace that's within ourselves. And who's to say that? Why can't we create that all year round? I mean, why does it only have to be during the holidays? And of course, some songs just have a tendency to take you to a place, a time and a place where maybe you did experience that peace within yourself. So I encourage you to listen to that. It's about, you know, the gift of peace. It's about recognizing that maybe it's time to heal some old wounds or create more harmony in your life, whatever that looks like. Maybe it's about forgiveness and forgiving others, and most importantly, forgiving yourself. I mean, let's face it, everything starts with self first, right? And peace just reminds us to embrace gratitude and live in the present moment, because really all there is the present moment, right? Of course. So the gift of hope. We talked about the gift of love and the gift of peace, the gift of hope. When we look at the symbology of the Christmas story, it is one of hope in dark times, showing the new beginnings are always possible. Okay. Especially when, you know, Mary and Joseph were looking for a place to, you know, Mary was getting ready to birth baby Jesus, and there was no room at the inn. So that was a dark time, but offering hope where, you know, there was a manger available and showing the new beginnings that are possible. It may not be the way you think they're going to be, but they're there. So the gift of hope inspires us to remain optimistic and trust in divine timing for everything in our lives. And I think the most challenging thing for a lot of people is the whole trusting in divine timing. It's not my will, but thy will. And, you know, maybe things are lining up way better than you could imagine. Sometimes when we go through really troubling times, we kind of have a tendency to give up hope. And I encourage you not to, because sometimes when we go through challenging times, it's not happening to us, it's happening for us. And what I mean by that is that maybe this needs to happen for the purposes of something even greater coming into your life, that this would have been a small, minuscule bump in the road in contrast to the greatness that's coming for you. I love saying to people, especially when they're going through tough times, you know, maybe you're getting upgraded, because we always are. We have a tendency to put these filters on, thinking that, oh, this is the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. And, you know, yeah, maybe it was uncomfortable. And look where you are now, 6 months, 12 months later. And you could look back at that one particular event and realize, oh my God, even though it was very difficult going through it, it was probably the best thing that could have happened to me. So I encourage people not to give up hope, and just to learn how to trust, even though you cannot see what your next step is, okay? The gift of joy. So we talked about the gift of love, the gift of peace, the gift of hope. Now it's the gift of joy. And joy is our natural, I want to say that is just part of who we are. The unfortunate part is that when we get born here on planet Earth, or wherever you're born, for those of us who are come from different places and we're, you know, aliens or whatever, I'd laugh and chuckle at that because it could be true. Joy is an innate part of who we are. Oftentimes we get programmed by our external environment, our family of origin, that, you know, things happen that just rob the joy out of life. When you have a tendency to want to control things or want things perfect, sometimes you just rob yourself of the gift of joy. So I invite you this holiday season to just step into joy and just be taken in by everything that's around you, all the senses, the smells, the feels, the sounds, the essences, and just allow yourself to tap into those things that are already within yourself. And just learn how to, or encourage yourself to rediscover the simple joys of being in the present. Easier said than done, I realize, yet it can be done. It's a choice. It's whether or not you want to, or you decide not to. And so we also have the gift of faith. When, you know, faith is believing in yourself, okay? It reminds us that we need to believe in ourselves and others in the divine plan, okay? Even though we cannot see it. And I feel that many of us want to control things and wanting to have some control over what's going on. And it could be really challenging, especially for those recovering control fiends here, but also those people who are not wanting to get hurt, not wanting to, they put up walls, and it's a protection mechanism, but it's also living out of fear. When we feel like we need to control everything, there's an aspect of fear running through us. And, you know, when we are living more in a life of fear, it's the law of attraction. Whatever you focus your attention on, you're going to create more and more situations that are going to validate that. So how do you break the cycle? It's just having trust, faith, and believing that there's more going on. And I think the Christmas, you know, is a time of the year where it deepens our trust in those unseen forces, you know, that are guiding us through life. And I just invite you to allow those same forces to guide you every day of your life. Okay. So we also have the gift of generosity. The act of giving without expectation mirrors divine abundance. And I recently decided to revisit some of my old books that I used to read many, many decades ago. One in particular is the book of, Divine Prosperity by Catherine Ponder. And Catherine Ponder, just a little bit about her, she was one of the founding members of the Unity Church and the Unity Movement. And she studied prosperity her whole entire life. And God bless her, she's still alive in her late 90s and still offering information to the masses in regards to prosperity and prosperity mindset. It was very interesting revisiting that because it allows, it's called the Divine Laws of Prosperity. That's the name of it. Sorry about that. By Catherine Ponder, for those who want to check it out. But it's something to consider. Even though this was written many, many decades ago, it's still very practical advice to now. So know that when you are being generous, you're doing it without expectation. It's coming from your heart. And generosity allows us to shed our ego and focus on the needs of others. And it also helps with us, you know, doing good deeds for other people without any expectations. And it's a ripple effect because you're opening up that whole gateway to prosperity, okay? And part of prosperity too is learning how to receive when it comes to you as well and receiving it graciously. So in addition to that, we have the gift of light. And Christmas celebrates the light that overcomes the darkness, both literally and spiritually. Okay, remember they're in a manger and it was really dark and there was this beautiful shining star above that led everybody to where they were at, the ones that realized what that light meant. The lights of the season remind us to share our inner light with the world. And so we're getting ready to go on our first break, but we talked about seven of the spiritual gifts and we got a couple more to, or maybe one more to talk about when we come back, but something to think about. the gift of light. How are you shining your light in the world? So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the gifts, spiritual gifts of Christmas.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas. We are in our holiday season, and before our break, we were talking about the spiritual gifts of Christmas, and we talked about the gift of light, the gift of generosity, the gift of faith, the gift of joy, the gift of hope, and the gift of peace, and the gift of love. And, you know, all those gifts are, I find, the essential. And, you know, the gift of light is so important. And I just want to reiterate that because who we are radiates out into our world. And it's the essence. And if you can see the light, you could see it. But it's more of a feel for some people who aren't able to see things in other dimensions, or their psychic sight or remote viewing is not up to par, or hasn't been, you know, embraced or utilized or even enhanced in this lifetime. So it's like a feel, and it's a sense, and it's like that divine spark that's when it. Within each of us, that, you know, is our unique blueprint, our essence of who we are. So shine that light, shine who you are. And sometimes, you know, we have a tendency to hide our light because we're afraid that we're going to be seen. And it's about shining your light and being in alignment with who you are. So one of the last gifts is the gift of presence. And presence is not P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, presence, like underneath the tree, but presence. And it's about being fully aware, but fully in the moment. where you are right here, right now, in this present moment, where you're not in your head trying to think about things and worrying about yesterday and contemplating tomorrow. It's about being fully in the moment with somebody. And you could tell when somebody's really present with you and not. It's how you're connecting with people. So I invite you to connect heart to heart. When you're connecting heart to heart, you are actually, you have to be in your physical body to do that. You can't intellectualize being heart to heart. It's a feel thing. So when you're able to connect heart to heart, you're able to connect in the present moment, but also speak with transparency and also just being fully present with the other person. And eye contact is important too. Please put down your electronic devices, because that takes you out of the present moment, and just be fully aware. You know, maybe put away those cell phones and electronic devices just for the 45 minutes that you're with a person, and just have a heart-to-heart conversation and chit-chat right from being fully present and aware. So those were the, you know, the gifts of, the spiritual gifts of Christmas. And, you know, I talked earlier in the first segment about, you know, integrating these gifts of Christmas, spiritual gifts of Christmas, in your life all year round. And, you know, how we can do that is by, you know, like for the gift of love, expressing kindness and compassion to yourselves first and then others through, you know, small acts of love, such as compliments, hugs, and encouraging words. You know, sometimes you could just tell when somebody needs an extra boost and just be that person that, you know, does that from a very kind and compassionate heart. Adopt a forgiving heart, you know, letting go of grudges and closing and choosing understanding over judgment. I believe in our society, we judge and criticize and hold grudges ad nauseum. And that's something that definitely would benefit by changing. And how we change that, we start with ourselves first. Because remember that whole pebble in the pond and that ripple effect? Who we are and how we show up in the world contributes to collective consciousness. This is like a plot twist on how we think things happen in the world. It's not. It starts with us first. We contribute to what is happening in the world, whether or not we label it good, bad, we judge or criticize. So it's time to give yourself the gift of love and self-compassion. Okay. And this is something that you could do every day of the week, every hour of the day, every minute, every nanosecond. It's really something that is where, if when you're aware of this, it makes a huge difference. The key is the awareness part. So when people start becoming more aware, they go through their spiritual awakening and they realize, oh my gosh, there's more to me than I've been led to believe. And they start stepping into their power and realizing that they're more in control of their experience here than they've ever been. Okay. So how do we embrace the gift of peace? You know, maybe do some mindful activity or a meditation. Those are things that are going to allow you to slow yourself down enough, but also stay in the present moment and to help you cultivate inner calm. Okay. When you have that inner calm, this is where you're able to really connect with who you are and your higher self and tap into your intuition, which is really, I call it my North Star and my inner guidance that's allowing me to take my next steps that are correct for me, not anybody around me, but for me. You know, the gift of peace too. It's like we're, you know, it seems like after the holidays, everybody goes through like a big purge and then it's coming to the end of the year into the new year. And a lot of people start decluttering, Okay, as they're taking down their Christmas decorations, they're probably decluttering their house. And that's a real good thing to do because it clears out your physical space, but also your mental space, because your house or where you live, where you reside, and even your car is a big indicator of what's kind of going on in a person's, beingness. And I laugh at this because your vehicle and your home is an extension of who you are. So it's really funny when you see a real nice house and everything's perfect and you go in the closets and it's like, it's, for lack of a better description, it's like, holy crap, what the hell's going on in there? So closets are like the unconscious part of who we are, whereas the rooms that are exposed are different. So it's like the external stuff that we try to think that we have it all together, and the internal stuff is the closets that's going on. So by all means, I'm circling back to this: declutter, purge your closets, and see what happens if your life seems to be a little more smoother and more peaceful. Because it's sometimes it's those closets that really get you and disturb your inner peace. Okay, so how do we foster the gift of hope? It's about inspiring yourself. So I always like to surround myself with people who are uplifting and even inspiring books and stories that are feel good type things. Sometimes we binge on Netflix. I do that on occasion. But it's good to distract yourself from yourself so that you can dream and dream big. Maybe creating some affirmations could be helpful too. But those are things to keep in mind, especially if you want to offer some hope to yourself. And just realize that sometimes things don't happen to us, they happen for us. So if you could remember that, and maybe you're getting upgraded too. We talked about that in the first segment. So practicing the gift of joy, being grateful, and appreciative are huge. And I love it when, I go to places and people are saying, "Thank you, I appreciate you." It actually perks you up a little bit. I really make it a regular thing for me when I have to have a conversation on the phone with, maybe a vendor, or I need to get something, I have questions about something and I need to call tech support. I just, make sure that I tell them at the end how much I appreciated them and how grateful I am for them as well, because that just pumps them. When you hear that from somebody, you know that you feel that. You feel the appreciation, you feel, the joy, and that just contributes to people wanting to do more and more of that. So spread the joy, as we say. Celebrate your small wins and find a reason to celebrate. And just remember to never lose your playfulness. It's like fun and laughter are important. And remember, when you lose your sense of humor, it's over, folks. So keep that sense of humor, because that is, it'll keep you from taking yourself way too seriously. And I think that's so important with joy. And the strengthening of the gift of faith. Do your spiritual practices. And it's not about being religious, or it's not about, it's just surrendering control and trusting the challenges are opportunities for growth. It's just like trust the process. Take inspired action, step forward with confidence and trust that the universe is supporting you, because it is. You may not be able to see it, feel it at that point, but you're being supported more than you know. Okay. Sharing the gift of generosity. Remember random acts of kindness. surprise somebody with a kind gesture or gift and expect nothing in return. I think that's the most important thing. And offer your time, attention to people. Be generous with your listening and presence for those in need. I think that's the most important thing because people want to be heard, validated, and accepted. And, you know, make sure you illuminate the gift of light that you are. Be a role model and live authentically, allowing your actions to inspire others. I mean, you lead by example, and it's like people will feel that. Nothing needs to be said. They will feel that essence because there's some people that you know that you just love being around. You don't know why, but you do. It's something about their essence and their persona. And just make sure to give back to others in meaningful ways as well and encourage others. You know, sometimes people just need to hear that they're doing a good job and you're witnessing that. And, you know, that's so important. So we're getting ready to go on our next break on the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're talking about the gifts, the spiritual gifts of Christmas today. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more and guide you through a meditation so you could kind of put this all together. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about the spiritual gifts of Christmas. And of course, we're in the holiday season, and I thought this would be so appropriate because how many of us really, you know, do these things during the holiday season and we forget about it the rest of the year, because it's kind of on the forefront that that's what the holiday is all about. But I'm inviting you to create the holiday season all year round and do these things all year round. It's like, it's so it's part of who your normal being and your normal essence is. So before we went on break, we were talking about like the things that you could do spiritually to assist with those gifts. And what I really wanted to talk about was honoring the gift of presence in awakening. So when our presence, when we're in a spiritual awakening in our presence, it's about doing self-care that's going to be at the forefront. That's so important. So mindfulness practice is, like I always say, the gateway to get us into being in the present moment in our body and to be able to listen to our higher self and get the wisdom that is there for us. It's about being fully present in each and every moment, because all we have is this moment, okay? Being in alignment with your soul is like being in alignment with what you're supposed to be doing right here, right now, not what anybody else says you should be doing or should be doing or would have, could have, would have, and giving your power away to something outside of yourself. This is about you harnessing that inner wisdom, that inner peace, that power that is your birthright and gift, and starting from there instead of the external molding who you should be, okay? It's like honoring your true self and acceptance. So anyway, before we go into our meditation, because I just think it's important that, you know, awakening through a year-round practice is essential right now, because it's not about just doing it during the holiday season, okay? It's doing it on a regular basis so we could have that continuous joy, peace, and harmony within ourselves. So when we do a year-round practice, it's about deepening your self-awareness, anchoring in purpose. And the big, big thing is trust the process. Because we're in, there's so much uncertainty in the world. In order to create certainty within yourself, it's about you trusting the process and knowing that no matter what's going on, you're going to be okay. So that being said, you know, we talk about spiritual awakening a lot on the Dr. Dolores Show, and I want to share with you people that we have a program called I'm Awake Now What? And it's geared towards people who are on their spiritual awakening. And it is a monthly membership subscription, and you could find out more information about it on my website. If you go to drdoloresfazzino.com, you'll see a section that says I'm Awake Now What? And what we offer is community tools, resources, healing, insight, and a weekly live Zoom call that you're welcome to participate in with my co-host, Cozy Stantakis, who is a body talk practitioner. And when we work together, we talk about different topics of what's going on with people. And, you know, we've talked about forgiveness. We've talked about trust. We've talked about, you know, fear, you know, just some of those things. And just to give people insight, because sometimes when you're waking up, you have no reference point. And this is to offer you a resource and a reference point to know that you're not going batshit crazy, okay? So with that being said, just go check that out. If that really resonates you, we'd love to have you come on board. So we're going to get ready to go into a meditation, and I call this integrating the spiritual gifts of Christmas and awakening. So I just invite you to find a comfortable space, and you could sit down or lie down in a quiet place where you won't be disturbed, and just slowly close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. And we're going to set an intention for this meditation. And I invite you to silently affirm and say to yourself, I am open to receiving and embodying the spiritual gifts of love, peace, hope, joy, faith, generosity, light, and presence. So visualize a warm golden light surrounding your heart. growing with each breath. Just allow that to get bigger and brighter. And silently say to yourself, I am love. I radiate love to myself and all beings. Feel this love expanding outward, touching everything and everyone around you. Now, shift your awareness to your breath. Inhale deeply, feeling calm entering your being, and exhale any tension or worry. And silently say to yourself, I am peace. Peace flows through me and anchors me in the present moment. Picture yourself surrounded by a serene, tranquil landscape, reflecting the peace within you. Now, visualize a tiny spark of light within you, representing hope. With each breath, imagine this light growing brighter. And silently say to yourself, I trust the unfolding of my journey. Hope guides me through all experiences. And feel this light illuminating your path, no matter how unclear it may seem. Now bring to mind a moment or memory that fills you with pure joy. Let yourself smile, allowing that feeling to wash over you. And silently say to yourself, joy is my birthright. I welcome joy in every moment. Imagine this joy radiating outward like a ripple, spreading happiness to the world. And now visualize a radiant beam of divine light entering the crown of your head and flowing through your entire body. And silently affirm, I am light. I embody the divine essence within me. Feel this light surrounding you in the present moment, connecting you to your higher self and the oneness of all. So now, take a few deep breaths, allowing all the gifts, love, peace, hope, joy, faith, generosity, light, and presence to settle into your being. And silently affirm, I carry these gifts within me. I share them with the world in all that I do. And place your hands over your heart and express gratitude and appreciation for this time of connection and awakening. When you're ready, gently open your eyes. Take a moment to stretch or place your hands in prayer position, affirming, I move forward with love, light, and purpose. And as you complete this meditation and reflect on the spiritual gifts of Christmas, remember that these gifts, love, peace, hope, joy, faith, generosity, light, and presence, are not fleeting. They are eternal qualities ever present within you. So we're getting ready for our next break. And just know that I invite you to sit with this feeling, this calmness. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up and share some more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. That was a fast episode. We're on the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. I forgot where I was for a moment. And we are talking about the spiritual gifts of Christmas. And we've talked quite a bit about what those were, and their love, peace, hope, joy, faith, generosity, light, and presence. And we talked about how you could integrate that more into your life. And we also did a meditation so you could actually feel what that feels like within yourself. So I invite you to go back and listen to that meditation as often as you need to remind yourself that this is part of who you are. So, you know, I love the fact that this is the time of the year where we get to focus and hopefully have a little bit of downtime to really kind of connect with ourselves and to find out what the true meaning of Christmas is for each of us individually. So one of the, you know, some of the takeaways from our show are this. It's like these are the gifts that are not only at Christmas, but they should be integrated for ourselves all year round. It's not just like 1 month out of the year and then you go back to whatever. I invite you to step into creating this for yourself on a daily basis so that you could celebrate Christmas all year round if you really want to look at it from that perspective. So the power of spiritual gifts, and like I said, they're not seasonal. Love, peace, hope, joy, faith, generosity, light, and presence are year-round things, not just a seasonal thing. And they're essential for our own personal and collective awakening. Daily integration. These gifts can be embodied all year round through mindfulness, intentional action, and commitment to spiritual growth. Mindfulness is key. I love mindfulness. It allows us to take a step into ourselves. And just for people who are not aware what mindfulness is, it's anything that you do that takes you out of time. Basically, anything that you do that you get so lost in that you lose all sense of time and place. And that's where you're in the present moment. Awakening connection. These gifts that we mention can be embodied year round through, through mindfulness, intentional action, and commitment in your personal growth. I already said that, but it's about integrating these gifts into beingness, supporting your spiritual awakening and deepening your awareness and enhancing your connection to the divine. And just know that your essence creates a ripple effect that supports and contributes to collective consciousness and creates, whether or not we're having harmony or we're having distress in our world. So some parting thoughts here. As you walk forward in this moment, let the spiritual gifts be your compass, okay? In times of challenge, turn to the gift of hope. In moments of doubt, trust the gift of faith. In every interaction, embody the gifts of love and presence. Remember, awakening is not a destination, but a journey. One illuminated by the light of these gifts within you. And carry this awareness forward, knowing that every small act of love, every moment of presence, and every spark of joy creates ripples that uplift humanity. You are a vessel for divine energy. And remember, your awakening is a gift not only to yourself, but to all those you encounter. So trust the process and walk with grace. Allow these gifts to guide you throughout the year. And I just want to leave you with a quote. The spirit of Christmas is a spirit of love, peace, and awakening to the divine light within each of us. Let these gifts guide your heart and illuminate your path every day of the year. So thanks for listening. And I want to wish you the merriest of Christmas and the happiest of New Year's. And our next episode is reimagine yourself a New Year's blueprint for success. And it's not what you think it is, okay? It's about tapping into your hidden abilities and strengths to create a life you love. It's about setting intentional goals that align with your values and aspirations. And it's embracing change and cultivating a growth mindset. So stay tuned next week as we take a deep dive into the new year, new you, and reimagine yourself a New Year's blueprint for success. So as I wrap up for this show, I really want to thank the audience for listening and for your support and your wisdom. And I want to remind you that you are loved no matter what you're going through and no matter what obstacles you claim that you're going through as well. Remember, you are worth it. And everything really works out for the best in ways you can never imagine. So signing off and see you next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, Remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.